Je suis sur Murray à ton surprise, c'est-à-dire que monsieur est allé en Chine et monsieur Chauffard. Ok, here's the story. I think we're going to have one more shear to finish the Hanukkah packet. Okay, and then we'll go back to the. We have one more shear left on packet tests, then we'll go to packet tests. Okay, so I wanted to do one more shear with you. On page 23. We're going to talk about the Rambam Shita. We started this yesterday. So the Rambam Shita is that you light the menorah in the afternoon and it goes through the night into the morning and then it goes out. So the Rambam Shita is now you have to clean it out and then relight it for the day. Whereas the other Shitas hold what it goes through the night and then the next afternoon, it won't be lit during the day. So it's interesting. The Rambam Shita is that the menorah is lit late afternoon through the night. And then if it continues, it continues. But most likely it won't. So then it'll be relit in the morning. For the day till the afternoon. So if you look on page 23, it says Rambam Hilchas. So he says like this that he says the Rambam Hilchas Tanakh writes that right, we triumphed on the 25th of Kislev. The Nichtasul. They went into the mikdash, and they were retired. So when did so the pach echad shel shemen was found on the chof hey on the 25th day. And it was enough for one day. Okay, good. Not just tamur, not just mold, but tamur mold. Why came Muhammad? Because if they won the Muhammad on Chaf Hey, right? But here is a mikdash, and then they came in and they found the Pach. And came, so when was the first halakha? Right? When was the first halakha? That afternoon, right? Chaf Hey that afternoon. So, right? In other words, late afternoon on Chaf Hey, Vitira. So the first hadlaka really was Motzai Chaf Hei. I mean, the end of Chaf Hei going into Chaf Vav. That's already our second night of Tanit. So what's going on here? You have a question? What Rav Goldberg, the Rosh Hashiva Kerem Zatzal says, first you have to appreciate the problem. And we can give you a test. You understand the problem? Then let me repeat the problem. I want you to feel the problem. And really, you should feel the problem and we should go home. And then we should come back tomorrow. And after you felt the problem for 24 hours. And then you can appreciate. That's what Rav Goldberg said. If you don't prepare, so then you didn't appreciate the problem. So as well as, first you have to appreciate the problem and you can appreciate the solution. But we'll get you to appreciate the problem in these 5 minutes and then go. So that's what I want you to say. That the Rambam says they got in, they came into the, they won the war on the 25th of Kislev, right? And then they went into the Beis HaMikdash and then they lit the menorah. They found the Pach Shem and they lit the menorah. So when would they light the menorah? That afternoon. But if that be the case, then why are we lighting Hanukkah menorah the night before? In other words, you should really be lighting the first light. Hanukkah menorah should be Motzai Chaf Hei, not Motzai, not Erev Chaf Hei. Aren't we off by a day? I want you to feel the problem. Appreciate the problem. Because when was the first time they lit the menorah? They found for one day, they lasted 8 days. So when was that first halakha? That first halakha presumably was the night, the day before, on Chav Dalet. But the Rambam says, no, it was on Chav Hei, is when they found the Tachshem. So why are we starting Hanukkah a day early? See, that's why we're having the shiur today. That's why we're having the shiur today, because maybe Hanukkah was a day early.
We light on the 25th.
But what lighting are we doing? We're lighting. We light on the 25th at night, at the beginning of the 20th. They're lighting. The hadlaka that they did is the late afternoon for that evening. That was the we're lighting for the previous evening.
So are we asking should we be lying on the 26th, or are we asking should we be lying in the afternoon, 25th?
Well, you could say it either way, but most probably we're asking should we be lying the next night.
But it happened. But I mean, is that another question? Didn't it happen on the 25th? One lie at night, and it happened on the 25th, then we have to light on the night of the 25th?
In other words, they got in, they came in the afternoon on the 25th.
Yeah, they lit the afternoon.
And then they found the path.
Yeah, they lit the afternoon. If we're saying they lit on the afternoon of the 25th, and then we're saying...
And but that lighting was for the night.
I thought we said the menorah was also lit during the day. So why was that Pach Shemen for the night? Why wasn't it for the rest of the afternoon?
The Pach Shemen was for... The first hadlaka is in the afternoon. The afternoon hadlaka is for the night. You just light it late afternoon and burn it to the night. The second hadlaka, according to the Rambam, is the second hadlaka. That's in the day. Right?
Yeah.
But this halakha was not halakha they did in the morning. This halakha they did with a chaf hay was an afternoon of chaf hay for the evening.
Maybe it's for the military victory?
Maybe it's for the military victory?
To look up the Rambam, doesn't the Rambam, isn't the afternoon lighting before Plag HaMincha?
Well, that we discussed a different time whether you're allowed to light before, but it's the
no in the Beit Hamikdash I'm saying that the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah.
Bein Harbayim, Shteit and Pasuk Bein Harbayim.
But the Rambam in Mishnah Torah I think gives a more precise time. He says that they lit the menorah.
Show me.
I have to find it.
Okay.
Let me.
You have a Rambam in front of you?
No, I have to do it on the computer. Let me see if I can find it.
So I want you to feel the problem. It was the first hadlaka they did in the Beis HaMikdash was the afternoon of Chaf Hei, which is a hadlaka for the nighttime. Once you do it in the afternoon, Beit Arbayim, that means the sun is setting. That's already for the next day. And So we're off. Our whole celebration of Hanukkah is off. I'll tell you, that's why we're having the shiur today. So. I want you to appreciate the question. It's a question you can live your whole life and celebrate Hanukkah and never think of this question. And he says it's Tamua. He could have just said Tamua. And he could have said Tamua Ma'ol. But he says it's Tamua Ma'ol Ma'ol. So if I can get you to appreciate that it's at least Tamua. And then he says Ma'ol Ma'ol. That's like triple. Tamua Ma'ol Ma'ol. Kavish and Nitzchah Mulcham, we have Klav Hay, Vitir, Mikdash, Vachach, and Matsu Pach, Shoshem, and Imkin Hosa, and Logan Belel Chavov. Kavish and Asabo, Nays, Vitlikim, Mimena, Meashmon Yamim, and Kain Lohavalay, the Haskell, Mechanic, and Lika Nays, Miam Chav Hay, and Lohavik, Miam Chavov, the Eilach Shmon Yamim. You must have Yamiskil and Nays, have a Shmon Yam. It's still, you see, Jason, it was still 8 days for the. Of the man of the menorah.
Yeah, but the Rambam actually credits the military victory as one of the major miracles. So maybe to tie it into the military victory the day before,
we should do 9 days. We should have one for the military victory, and then 8 more days for the. And he says this question was asked by the Prichadosh, Meister Rakech. But Zibel Shah and the Rambam is for the base of the menorah. That's the simple shot. I mean, there is what to say for what you're saying. Avram? No, Rav Katan, you hear the...
I don't have an answer. Sorry.
What are they doing?
Maybe because they found it in the morning of the 25th, and that's like the 25th started.
He's saying, okay, so let's see. So he says, "May the Ramos l'shitaso and hilchas to meet them that tovus neiros hayem beboker that tovus perish had lotus neiros hayem adlikin menorgam kem beboker kem vorm bekrushen adlikin esu ben arba'im hayem bodes hayem gadol kem yom adlikin menorgam beboker uve'erif bod hayem gadol." So the Ramos sheet is you light the menorah in the morning and in the afternoon. Chosdei Hashem the real. Oh, Rav Katan, you were machaving to the Isaurus Tshuva. He says maybe the Rambam meant that he came into the Beis Hamikdash in the morning of Chafei. So the Rambam, see, according to many Rishonim, if you come into the Beis Hamikdash in the morning and they didn't have any menorah lit, Beis Hamikdash was in disuse, say. So they would say we wait till Beit Arba'im to light. But the Rambam sheet is you light in the morning. So if the Rambam sheet is light in the morning, if they came into the Beis Hamikdash in the morning, they would light in the morning. So because Sha'at Sof Dalet Shos Hayom, page 24, Mikri Boker, Yifom Hakim Ad Az Tamidim Shel Shachar. Because the first 4 hours of the day is called morning. And you can bring the carbon tumit. It's seen very as a kevis chad hasev boker. Utanakam bichol makiv akatzos. Kenei yomadlikim osa biyom chafei boker ve'erev kodem alayla. Chay kol shmonis yom. Imkein hayhanes mishmoni mechanika. Wow. So why did? So Homa Daday Maglikin Bemis Nair Isham Biyom Khafe Is Milchaserv Shum the Shradam Tira Mayhani in the Prisumanis. I think no Hadlik Perif Petrila Salila. Means according to the Rambam, since the first Hadlaka was on Khafe, so we So therefore, we for zecher to that, we do the first night, which is.
We learned once, Laila Holech Acharayom in Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Now. So even the family during the day, really, it's part of the 26th.
Right.
Laila
but if it was in the morning, if they lit the menorah, the first halakha when they went into Beis HaMikdash was in the morning, so that was kafe, right? So therefore, so the first halakha would be then. What's his question? Mitzarech Lomer hadei malik be'emes ner mishun biyom kafe leis milchas erev. Why would we want to do that? If he's saying that they found it in the morning. In other words, they made the mitzvah hadlakas near Hanukkah keneged always at night, so you'll have persume nisa. The shraga material lohani. But it's interesting that according to the Rambam, there was hadlak in the daytime too. But the first hadlaka was at chafei, so we light chavdalah at night for chafei. I don't understand what's this question. In other words, so why don't we do the first hadlaka? In other words, if you don't know like the Rambam, so then the Pashup Shad is they did the first hadlaka on chafei. Say you don't know like the Rambam. So the first hadlaka was done on chafei, say, in the afternoon. So we should do the first Hadlaka Chafei in the afternoon, not Chafdal, you know, Erev Chafei. So he says, well, no, then you won't have Persume Nisa. Is this a Shraga Batira Mayan? But my question is, if there's no Shraga Batira, so then what about the menorah and the Mikdash? Why don't we say, what's the meaning of lighting it in the daytime according to the Rambam? If lighting candles, so you have to say it's only when it's pursuing Nisa. Because the menorah was lit in the day, but it wasn't for pursuing Nisa, that was just a mitzvah. He says that the Or Gadol and the Mishnayos gives this teretz. Fize Asi Shapir, let's go on. When Hagedim Beis Knesset Shem Spalam Mincha Ba'or Hayom Gadol. See, in Shul we daven Mincha. V'achar Plav Mincha Madlikim Spalam Arv. Ki Beis Knesset Su Mikdash Mat. Yishar Be'Dvarim Sh'anu Nogim Mok Mikdash. A Shul is like the Beis Mikdash. Hay Medaklim U'haniach HaMenor Beis Knesset Kosal Dara. We put the menorah in the south, like it was in the Beis HaMikdash. At that time, I'm leaking a couple of milk, but those who say for the Mikdash, I'm sure you're leaking a menorah, or hey, I'm gone, no? Okay, my shenogi, we'll have the name of Tanakh, we'll have the name of Boker, and then we have a minute that we light the menorah and shul in the daytime also. We should pursue Melissa. I am Dr. Moshe, pre-begun, and I am the feet of Aram, and I also feel that I'm with Likam Gam Gam Dorba Mikdash Maboker. Oh, so he says like this. Well, Shitas Haram Bamanal. Right, the Beis Yosef's kasha. Famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. Right? Why are we lighting eight days? There was enough for one, so it only should be seven, right? So he says, so he's going to give a new teretz. It's always good we should to have new teretz into the Beis Yosef's kasha. I told you, someone wrote a book, a lot of books, but one of them I just saw this year in the library. It's called Shmona Miyodei. That's the name of it. It's all Perutzim. The Beis Yosef Kasha. Well, that's the Kasha. Why Shmona? So Shmona Miyodei. That's a good title for the Sefer.
Rabbi Talbis, you know, senior, said that he saw a Sefer this year with over 500 answers, not just 100.
No, this is there are 1,000 answers.
1,000 answers? Oh wow! I thought there were 100 answers.
No, like 1,000. It is, yeah, okay. So he says like this. He named Gemara Yisid Matzah Pach Shem Loyabol Alik Nelai Lech. Aros Yerlek Moshe Oyu Madlikim Hamenorah Vamikdash Hashem Dolakas Meir Vamoker. Just like when they lit the menorah in the mikdash, it would. It was light from night to morning. And if it went out, according to the Rambam, you'd light it again in the morning. But they only had enough for one night. Because according to the Rambam, you're supposed to light it every morning. So that could be pshat. He said they only had enough to light for one night. But according to the Rambam, that's not good enough. Because the mitzvah is the night and then the following morning, following day. What's the girsa in the Rambam? Vohebol el hadlik mimenu el yom echad. See, the Gemara says, is that the Lashon of Gemara? And look at the footnote, he says. You know, there's the famous Shultos of Tendler's Atzal, I like to speak about. But, you know, Rabbi Tendler's the only rabbi I know who would give a shiur in his shul every Friday night on the Shultos. The Shultos was the first sefer after the Gemara. And it's in order of the Parshas HaShavuah. And it's Halachas. And the Netziv wrote a commentary. So Rabbi Tendler in the shul would give, he would teach Shultos to his people. So the gears of the Shultos was So the Tendler said, "Oh, according to this, the Beis Yosef's kasha is not a kasha because they didn't have even a filial method. We have the gears and we lohayam yom method. So we have for 1 year. And he says they didn't even have lohayam a filial method." So he says, according to the Shulchan, you can say Pshat. The Kavanas Hayamafsi Shiyasi. The Kavanas Hayamafsik Shiyasi Gabayom. You will have like a feel of your method. So what does that mean? The Kavanas, I must speak, she had the Gambayom. In other words, so what is he saying? That they didn't have enough. Is it, my question is there a line missing here? Right, something's missing. Lohia must be. Maybe there's an extra line there that got cut off in my Xeroxing. Hey, next can be a Rishon. When is that? Right? In other words, the days could be that they didn't have enough to last the night and the day, even on the first day. That's the Shulto's Gersu. So therefore, there was a miracle even on the first day, because they didn't have enough for 24 hours. They maybe had enough for the night, but they didn't have enough for that first day. He says, "Ania dies the lawyer and he's most close from all of Shadrikum Kof Hakis live a menorah of a dog of a little cough so called. Sure, I see him the moon cream room with Philip Colyom. There is a tackle with Ianes, a menorah, a pachem, a sharm lame to the same shame. Yeah, cause of his legal came who crack so come when they say this. And the legal man master is legal, but also Shem Hassan. So the nace was what? That it lasted, they didn't have enough oil to last for the whole 24 hours. According to Ram, you have to light in the daytime also. So if they didn't have so the Pach only had enough to be madly one Lila. But the Mikdash, they have to light even in the morning when it's around them. Okay, hey, Hanei's gonna be on Risha. So the Hussaris Shuva says that answers the Beis Yosef's kasha, because maybe they had enough oil for one night, not eight nights, but they didn't have for the whole day. And according to the Rambam, not only do you light at night, but once you come in the morning, you see that any of the lights go out, and if they did, you have to clean it out and relight. Yeah.
But how did it answer the question of they only lit in the afternoon on the
25th?
So
that question we said because they lit in the morning.
So they lit in the morning when they came after the war?
They found it in the morning, they lit in the morning. And then, so we. So we're not going to make a takana to light in the morning because you don't light in the daytime. So therefore, but the first day had the miracle. So therefore, we're going to light. So even though technically they hadn't enough oil to light in the first night, but we're going to light on the first night, not Lezecher the first night, because there was no miracle in that, but Lezecher the first day. What do you think of that? So what do you think, Professor?
There's a chiddush here I wasn't aware of. The nest was like Elisha's nest. He had the pach. He kept pouring oil from it, and the oil never ended.
Right. Kept full. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, Masha Lika Moshe Kashemish Kashyam Akhofinus is Rambam, Loya Mola Halagela Alio Mechon, Loshaf tells the sheet is Ram Dugal Shank Moshe Mazan, Kolyam, Liko, Kokom Shanas, and they will be better called Kalila, okay, Masha Shanes Kamayom. Okay. And what about the question, Shraga Batira Lohani? If Shraga Batira Lohani, so what does it help the light in the daytime? You want to say that because there's no Pesume Niso. No. So that's the story. So that's the. So basically, today there were two questions we were dealing with. His question is, how come we don't start lighting the second night of Hanukkah should be when we start to light, right? Chavav, because then it was the Hadlaka when they found it and they lit Chavav. So his chiddush is, well, maybe they found it in the morning. So maybe they lit chavav in the morning, so we're lighting the night before for the chavheis halakha, even though it wasn't a full halakha, but we were zecher that, and they didn't have enough for a whole day. And then the question is, so why don't we... So that's the first question. Then the second question is... The first question is, why are we lighting on Chaf Erev Chaf Hey if they didn't get into Chaf Hey? They didn't light the menorah at all that night. So maybe they're light in the morning, and we're lighting the night before the Zechet to the morning thing. And then he wants to answer up to Beis Yosef's Kasha. That according to the Rambam, you have the light in the morning also. So that means you need enough oil for 8 nights and 8 mornings, 8 days, the night part and the day part. And that they didn't have even that's Pshat and the Shultos. They didn't have even Yom Mechad, because maybe they had enough for a few Yom Mechad they didn't have, because maybe they had enough for the night for one day, but they didn't have for a full day. According to Rambam, it's not enough to light at night, you have to light it the day too. So that works good with the Shultas gear. So they didn't have for one few Yom Echad, one complete day. They might have one for one complete night, but not one complete day. Okay, I will say, so that is the story with... And then we mentioned before the about lighting from Plag Mincha, and we said that in the Mikdash, on page 23, we said they would vibe made our bite into the night. And the chiddush he wanted to say over there was that you could even light in the daytime if it goes in the night, if that was the time that they lit in the Beis Hamikdash. But it's still a little bothersome. Shraga Matir Alo Mahani, so it's interesting that, so why did they light in the daytime? Why does the Torah say that they lit in the daytime? It was Lo Mahani, so it's Lo Mahani to give Pursuit Nisa, but it's still Mahani for the mitzvah.
Enot Starich Leora. That's what Chazal said. Why the windows from the Beis Hamikdash like weren't meant to spread the light out. Hashem doesn't need the light.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you do it during the day.
Right. Uh-huh. So what's the point?
According to the Tfasemis, it's because it shows that the Shekhinah rests on Klal Yisrael.
So nothing to do with the light.
Correct. It's more about the Shekhinah. Yeah, that according to Tfasemis.
Yeah, right. The Shekhinah's so Jason says just to show the Shekhinah's resting in Klal Yisrael. So that's why they had the menorah of the day. You still have to do the mitzvah. But he has a chiddush that you could light it in the daytime and go into the night. If it's made, it's in the time that they lit in the morning of Mikdash. Which is an interesting chiddush. Okay. We have completed our Hanukkah limud for this. So tomorrow we have one more thing in Pesach Ches. So we'll start with that, and then we'll go test.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I saw that the Minchas Chinuch brings down that Hanukkah. He held that Lasi Lavo Hanukkah will be held for 9 days because when we go back to basing the days of the month on human, you know, sightings of the moon, there will be right. A Sfika de Yoma for distant communities. So Hanukkah Lamaisa will be 9 days. But I saw the Lubavitch Rebbe argued. He said that Lasi Lavo, there won't be this Sveika. Everyone will have instant communication.
Right.
But the Minchas Chinuch Taka felt that will be 9 days.
Even though we never had Sveika the Yoma for Hanukkah.
I guess that's his Chiddush.
Oh, wow. Why should there be Sveika the Yoma then if there's no Sveika the Yoma now?
And then he says, let me see what he says. I don't know. It says.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, I'll show you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Everyone should have a good day, and as we show tomorrow, we'll continue. Yeah, for the Zohar packets, share tomorrow. Wednesday, so regular Bezer Shem, really Wednesday. Is it supposed to snow tomorrow?
I would say no.
No, okay.
Yes,
well, no, it's not.